Okay, so what I'm going to talk about today is why should we reinvent the wheel when we can leverage existing CDC materials? So what do you do if, A, your program lacks funding for marketing, B, your program lacks graphic or creative support, C, your program lacks money for placement, or D, any or all of the above, as may be the case? Well, you can come to CDC and leverage some of our materials. Let us help you out. So what I'm going to do is tell you a little story, since we're supposed to be telling our stories to get our point across. Last spring, one of our colleagues was in a was on a panel with a woman from Oregon, and during the panel they talked about different materials they were using, and she saw some of our materials and really liked them and said, you know what, those would be great for us to use, but we can't, you know, we can't afford to make our own right now. And so she contacted us and said, I really, really liked some of the posters you were using, and I was just wondering, is there any way that we could make these advertisements? And so she had a really, really tiny budget. She had $8,000 for the entire year to do all of her placement, like ad placement in published materials. And so the very first one that we worked with her on was a set of materials that we had done for American Indian Alaska Natives. And this was the very first one. We had a really, really short turnaround. I mean, they needed it in like 2 weeks. And the specifications were just that it'd be black and white and then a very specific file. So this was a direct piece where we just took it, turned it black and white, made it a little skinnier. And then the Confederated Umatilla Journal, which runs out of Portland, Oregon, placed this ad. It ran three times, which was paid for. And then they actually ran it a couple of times for us, additional, or for Oregon, for free. The next set of materials that she wanted to, that worked so well and she was really happy with it, and she said, well, you know what I'd really like to do? I really wish that somewhere we could put on there where they can find a clinic in Oregon to come get their shots. And so we talked with her about co-branding. They're a state agency, so we were able to, if the co-branding was really easy, I know you may have heard about co-branding with federal agency can sometimes be difficult. In this process, it was actually a really easy state agency, so it took a very short period of time for us to get it approved. But you can see at the bottom right of the post of the ad on the right, the Oregon Partnership to Immunize Children and the CDC logos. And right above that, it says to find an immunization clinic near you, call Oregon SafeNet. So this was put in the scanner, which is predominantly African-American readership. It was actually a paper that was started in the West Coast to further the black press movement, and it has an extremely large readership in that area. And this ran several times, and it ran in color. And by the way, these are all ads from our preteen vaccine campaign that's been running for the last 5 years. This next one is for the El Hispanic News, very similar. It's a magazine or a publication that's in Spanish. They asked us for both black and white and color ads, ran in different issues of theirs. Same thing, had the Oregon SafeNet information. Finally, the Asian Reporter, which is it's an online predominantly publication that reaches a number of different Asian communities in the Pacific Northwest, and it is in English. So they were looking for a multicultural ad, which we had this poster, and the one thing that they requested is please take the blonde girl out of it. So we did that for them. And then finally, the Korea Times, which is actually like the country Korea's main paper, has a number of different editions in the United States and major metropolitan areas. So we were able to take, this is probably the most difficult one because we actually don't have the Korean character set at CDC, but we were able to be able to use the design files without changing any of the Korean language on there and just shift pieces of the file around, because the specifications for this ad were, you know, a little more difficult because we went from what had previously been a portrait to a landscape ad. But we were able to do it, got in black and white and color, and this also ran several times online and in their paper publication. If you want to know more about how to leverage any of our immunization materials at CDC and use them in your own publications, use them on your website, you can give me a call, or rather email me, because I didn't put my phone number on here, email me, best way to reach me, and we'll get back to you about that. And now I'm going to turn it over to Kathy, who's going to talk a little bit more about leveraging CDC materials.